Maratzchius on Daf Zayin Omer Aleph, he asks a kashna on the Braisa. Shnai madukim b'shtar. Malvoi m'shalihu v'nafal mimeni. Loiv amar. Shalchahu, however, uparaitiv v'nafal mimeni. So Rebbe says, yiskai m'shtar b'chaisamov. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, yachloiku, and a whole omen and a half of Gemara discussing this machloikis between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Everybody knows that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was Rebbe's father. So his kasha is that why is it that Rebbe is mentioned in this Beraisa before Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was mentioned? Wouldn't it seem appropriate to mention the father before you mention the son? He adds that ala rishonim anu mitzdarin, that there could even be a machloikis between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. There's a whole halacha in Shulchan Aruch whether a son's allowed to argue with his father. And when he does, he has to do it respectfully. It's not so pashut. Beseder. So this is a makar that Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, a father and a son, are arguing. But you would think, mitzat hasvara, that you would mention first Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the father, and then afterwards you would mention Rebbe, the son. The truth is, the Maratzchias doesn't quote this, but Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis actually mentioned this Braisa in the context of what Rav Tzvi Hirschchayes's Ha'ara is. It's a shtickle tzorachi in Gadol on Rav Tzvi Hirschchayes. Tosfos over there was discussing the Braisa of Slom Dinarim in the Sugi of Helach. Malvoy Mechamesh, Veloiva Amashalesh. So it was a machloikis Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Hayo Vahoyda Mixes Ataini Yeshava. Rav Akiva said, Eino Yela Meshav Aveda, and Allah is, he's Pathis. If you look 5 lines from the end of the second Tosfos, Dibra Maschel Einishbon, Fa'afal Gafter Rav Shimon ben Elazar, says Tosfos, even though Rav Shimon ben Elazar was a Tam Rabbi Akiva, don't worry about the fact that he's arguing with him. It's fine. This is something that's okay. A Rebbe and a Talmud are allowed to argue. Not just that, what Tosfos means to say is ein lochush, that he's husker koidim, that he's mentioned first. Because you find this later on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Gabi shnai madukin b'shtar the polig Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel of him, that you find that Rebbe and his father are arguing. And mistamo, what Tosfos means to say is also Rebbe's mentioned before Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So the two ha'aris that I have here in this braisa with Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Akiva, that why is the Rebbe and the Talmud arguing, and why is the Talmud mentioned before the Rebbe? No, you have it in this braisa shnai madukin b'shtar as well. But I'll just tell you one ha'or in the flaw that I saw in the Sefer Yesoid HaMishnah Varichasa from Abruvim Margolis. He references it right here in the Tzutzeyar in Bava Metziah Daf Zayin Amar Aleph, and that is that we mentioned this once, that in Yesoid HaMishnah Varichasa, Rabbi Ruvim Margolis has a marocha that in almost all cases, whenever there's a Mishnah or a Braisa, whoever's mentioned last, halacha kamoisai. And he says that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and the Balei HaBraisos, they designed it in a way, in an incredibly brilliant way, that whoever the halacha is like should always come out last. And he says, if you know this, you could be poiser kama v'kama chidois. And there's a lot of kashas that Achrayim ask in different places, and they blibe tzarachin on, that you'd be able to answer. One of the things that he says is, ayin bava metziah daf zayin amud aleph, v'ayin hagoyis marzach, shenisha b'tzarachin, why was Rebbe mentioned before Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? L'chura, you would think that Rav Shimon Gamliel is the father, so loy mishpata b'chayre. He should be mentioned first. The Teretz says, because we paskin in this machloik is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and that's why he would have been mentioned second. He said, this is one of the chidois that you could be poser, that you could be miyashiv with this theory.